Leslie, can you put into perspective how big the need for blood is, not just in North Carolina, but across our country?
Yes, most definitely. So, you know, due to dangerous snow and ice conditions, especially with this weekend coming up, it's already caused the cancellation of hundreds of blood drives in 2025. And this results in several thousand blood and platelet donations going uncollected as the threat of storms build in our area. Also, with people being ill and not being able to donate, that causes a great impact on our blood supply.
Hmm. Outside of the weather, which, as you mentioned, has caused a bunch of cancellations, are the holidays kind of a slower time, as it were, for just people giving blood in general?
It is. With the holiday season, lots of people are out and they're celebrating, and just the thought of donating sometimes goes amiss. And so we would like to have everybody come back in, especially with January being the Red Cross Blood Donor Month. We are encouraging everyone, even new donors, to come in and start to donate with us.
Is there a blood type that's in most need right now?
Right now, our type O and B blood is greatly needed.
Okay. I'm just curious, Leslie, from like a misconception standpoint, right? Are there misconceptions that you're trying to dispel? Maybe people are wary of needles or something like that. Or are there things that you'd like to say to folks to encourage them to get out and give blood?
Yes, there is a fear. One of them is about the needles. And it's also about learning about, you know, if they're sick when they come in and donate. And we do a health screening for everyone. When we do our health screenings and, you know, we're just trying to make sure that you are healthy enough to donate blood. And some of the testing that we're doing is just making sure that you have enough blood in your body to give and that you are not ill in any way or have taken any type of medication. That's it. Sometimes people think that we're going to tell them that they have some kind of disease or something's wrong with them. We do just a general screening of everyone, and we do test your blood to make sure that it's healthy enough to give to a recipient.
As we think about these natural disasters, Hurricane Helene in western North Carolina, the wildfires in Los Angeles, are these kind of the reasons why, the perfect reasons why folks should be giving to the Red Cross because of all the work that you do, not just giving blood, but even outside of that work as well?
Yes. You know what we want our communities to understand is the Red Cross is not just about blood. The blood does help us greatly because that blood goes back into our communities and we can share some of the rare donors nationwide. With the wildfires and in California and all of the snow and Helene, this has just greatly impacted our ability to just give that life-saving blood to our patients. So yes, this is a time where we desperately need people to come out and donate.
Leslie, as I let you go, is there a place that our listeners can go to find a spot to give blood, or maybe if they want to host a blood drive, are there ways that they can go about doing that?
Most definitely. You can go onto our Red Cross Blood Donor app by visiting redcrossblood.org. You can go on there. There's also a blood app that you can get. So if you search on any of your app stores, depending if you have an Android or an iPhone, you can just search Red Cross Blood, and you can go on there. And there's an app. You can put your zip code in there, and it'll tell you where the closest blood drive is. And also, you can also contact that number, which is 1-800 733-2767, and we'll help you to establish a blood drive.
Leslie Counselor, the Regional Donor Services Executive Director for the American Red Cross. Leslie, thank you so much for your time, your perspective, and all the work that you're doing for our communities. We really appreciate it and look forward to visiting again very soon.
Thank you very much for your time.